This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate will come to order. This is a new legislative day, so we will. I will lead us in prayer and the pledge, and then we'll get going. Let's pray. Well, our gracious Heavenly Father, we just pause to thank you for the blessings you've bestowed on us and as on our state. And Lord, we just pray that you would give us a heart of unity here today. And your word says that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of me and I'll give it to him. So that'd be our prayer, that you would give us wisdom, discernment, and clarity of thought in the things we do and the actions we take. So we thank you for the opportunity to serve the great state of South Dakota. Pray you'd be with us in the decisions we make today. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Boland, Breitling, Kamak, Castleberry, Crabtree, Kerr, Diedrich, Duhamel, Duvall, Foster, Fry, Mueller, Greenfield, Heinert, Hunoff, Johns, Johnson, Klum, Kolbeck, Maher, Nessebe, Nordstrom, Otten, Roll, Rush, Schoenbeck, Shane, Fish, Smith, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, Simmons, Tobin, Wheeler, Wick, and Zickman. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the first day of the first legislative special session. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schoenbeck, Chair.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Announcements. Any announcements?
Personal privilege.
Senator Simmons.
Thank you for recognizing me, Lieutenant Governor. Today I would like to bring attention to the gallery. I have my constituent, Mr. Brandon Putnam, sitting in the gallery today, and I'd like to say that he's been there quietly for the last 2 days watching us proceed over our redistricting map and impeachment process. So thank you, Brandon.
Welcome to the Senate.
Mr. President.
Senator Kamak.
I'd like to announce that the way things stand right now, that we will be going into conference committee at 6:15, and the location I am guessing would be 4:14, but it will to be announced.
Any other announcements? Being no objection, we'll be in recess until the call of the chair. Senator Kamak, do you make a motion that we be in recess?
Yes, I would move that we be in recess.
Motion by Senator Kamak to be in recess till the call of the chair. Any comments on that motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Senate is in recess.
The Senate will come to order. This is really fun. The Conference Committee on House Bill 1001, as amended, will be meeting at 10:45 in room 414. Mr. President, or Mr. Leader.
With that, I move that we recess until the call of the president.
We are in recess. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried.
There being no objections, we will revert to order of business number 7, messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform the body that a change has been made in the House Conference Committee on House Bill 1001. This committee shall now be Representatives Gosch, Schwach, and Chris Johnson. And I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1001. Pat Miller, Chief Clerk.
Reports of conference committees.
Mr. President, the Conference Committee on House Bill 1001 respectfully reports that it has considered the disagreement of the two houses and returns the same with the recommendation that said bill be amended and that as so amended said bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Mary Duvall Chair, Senator Mary Duvall Chair, and Representative Spencer Gosch, Vice Chair.
Consideration of conference committees.
Senator Duvall moves that the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1001 be adopted.
Comments on that motion. Senator Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you to all of the senators who have worked really hard to get us to this point. I think that we have we've developed a map that we know not everybody loves, but we have developed a map that I think is fair for South Dakota. I appreciate all of you who went above and beyond yesterday to help get us here today. And I think that this sets us up really well for South Dakota for the next 10 years. And with that, I would ask for your approval of the motion. Thank you.
Further remarks.
Mr. President.
Senator Foster.
Thank you, Mr. President. I stand in support. Ed, I would like to say, although I think we could have done a little bit better in District 27, I appreciate all the hard work and working nonpartisan that the Senate has done in committing to do their duty and respect the public's wishes. And thank you.
Further remarks on the Duvall motion. I'll give a few seconds in case there's anybody that's participating telephonically if they want to chime in. Senator Heinert.
Let me talk to you, Mr. President. I just want to thank the Senate and the members of the Redistricting Commission. I know how difficult a process this was, and the work that we all did together has earned my vote today. I appreciate you. Thank you again.
Thank you, Senator Heinert. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Duvall's motion that the report on Conference Committee on House Bill 1001 be adopted. Members in favor of that motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Boland.
No.
Breitling.
Aye.
Breitling votes yay. Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Crabtree.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Curd votes yay. Diedrich.
Aye.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Duhamel votes yay. Duvall.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Freimuller.
No.
Freimuller votes no. Greenfield.
Aye.
Einert.
Aye.
Einert votes yay. Hanoff.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Johnson. Plum?
Aye.
Kobeck?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nessebe?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Roll?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Pardon?
Aye.
Schoenbeck votes yay. Shane Fish?
Aye.
Smith? Smith? Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
That was I?
Yes.
Okay. Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Tobin?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Zickman? Johnson, Smith, Sickman, Mr. President, there are 30 yeas, 2 nays, and 3 excused.
So the motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority of members elect, the President declares the motion carried and the report is adopted.
Mr. President.
Senator Kamak.
With that, I'd like to thank everyone in this body, whether you voted aye or no. Everyone was very engaged in the process. It was a long process. It was a hard process. And I think that everyone has a little tweak that they certainly would have appreciated, but for the team effort that we put forth, and I want to especially thank the members of the committee that you should have kept track, and if we paid you $1 an hour, you could go ahead and go on vacation. and everyone else that helped, and everyone else that took the time to put this map together and reach out to our friends on the other side of the Capitol. This was, both houses supported this. Both houses, we have a majority. It's definitely a bipartisan bill. We got support from both parties. And with that, congratulations. Mr. President, is there any further business to come before the body?
I don't believe there is any further business. We'll have to deliver the message to the governor, the bill, and I don't know how long that will take, but then we will adjourn sine die, I believe.
And with that, I would ask anyone that is able to stick around. I don't think we need very many to adjourn, but I do have some obligations. So personally, I'm going to have to take off. So if someone could let me know if they're going to be able to stick around, I would appreciate that.
Sarah Wick has a reputation of sticking around, and I hope we're not here till 3 o'clock in the morning like the last time, waiting to adjourn. Any other comments or personal privileges before we stand at ease? Come to order. President's going to say a closing prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just pause to thank you for the blessings you've bestowed on us. We thank you for the opportunity to serve the state of South Dakota. We thank you for the outcome and the unity that was displayed in this building. Lord, we just pray that you bless us as we travel home. Keep us safe. Put your hedge of protection around us and the staff. We just thank you again in Christ's name. Amen. Boots is going to read the motion.
Mr. President. Okay.
Motion.
Tell him I'll let him. Tell him to come up here. Come here.
Yeah. The clerk will read the motion.
He wants to come up here and make it.
Hold on a second.
Ready?
Yeah.
Mr. President.
Senator.
I move we adjourn sine die.
Is there a second?
Favor.
We are adjourned, sine die.